Tina and I are back hosting the Golden Globes.
What a year for movies.
Oh, hold on. I think you read that wrong. It's what? A year for movies?
It's Hollywood's most...
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will be hosting the annual Golden Globe Awards this weekend. But the Globes and the organization that operates them, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, has been under increased scrutiny this week after a Los Angeles Times investigation alleged corruption, self-dealing, and conflict of interest. Joining us now to talk about the Golden Globes is NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric. Nice to have you.
Good to be here.
So what are the allegations here against the Hollywood Foreign Press, the group behind the Golden Globes?
Well, they are numerous. And the basic contention is that it's a small group. It's only about 87 people. And that they've been, on purpose, very restrictive about their membership. You don't have much of a sense of who some of these people represent. They are given a lot of gifts from studios and celebrities who want Golden Globe nominations and want favorable results in the contest. They're taken on junkets and put up in luxury hotels. There's allegations that some members tried to scalp their Golden Globes tickets for thousands of dollars. And on top of all of that, the organization takes in a lot of money because the award ceremony is broadcast on NBC. And so members are paid to serve on committees, to screen films. And those fees can range in the thousands of dollars for each member. Mm. And that's something that nonprofit organizations are not really supposed to do. So there's a lot of allegations against them, and the group has denied the more serious allegations. But these are things that people have whispered, publicists have whispered about the group for many years.
Well, that's right. And courting members of the Hollywood Foreign Press is somewhat of a ritualized pursuit in Hollywood. But with these stories of the gifts and the self-dealing and the allegations of many different things, I mean, this really seems to have crossed a line here, Eric.
Yeah, of course there have been concerns that they've violated tax law.
Right.
So I think there have been calls for the IRS and federal authorities to take a look specifically at what they're doing. It is hard to judge what they've done, in part because they're not very transparent. They haven't released a list of their membership, for example. And one thing that the Los Angeles Times pointed out is that they have no black members. They have members who are not white, but they don't have any black members. And this is at a time when black creative people are having quite a moment in film and television between films that are expected to be in Oscar contention, like Spike Lee's The Five Bloods and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and the TV show I May Destroy You. And those films and TV projects did not get a lot of attention from the Golden Globes nominations. And people are wondering if that lack of diversity is one reason.
Right. And just to accentuate that, just 87 members are actually picking the winners and losers of the Golden Globe Awards?
And the allegation is that they are purposefully very small, that there are serious international journalists who have tried to join this group and who have not been allowed to join it. And in fact, one journalist sued the group over it. And there's an indication that perhaps they're not allowing serious journalists to join because they know those journalists would not tolerate some of the practices that they have come to accept. And, I would say, I'm a critic and I'm a member of the Television Critics Association, for example. And we had a period many, many years ago where TV outlets were giving us a lot of gifts at some of the functions that we had. And as a group, we came together and said, you can't give us gifts above a certain dollar figure. We don't really want to have a sense that you're buying our opinions by giving us a bunch of things. We were very cognizant of the idea that it looks bad for a group of journalists to be given a bunch of gifts by the people that they are ostensibly covering.
So after all these new revelations, Eric, do you wonder about the credibility of the Golden Globes itself and the Hollywood Foreign Press, a group of, are they really fair critics when it comes to Hollywood films and TV?
Well, I think that's the question that people are asking. And certainly, critics like myself have criticized their picks in the past, and we pointed out all these allegations that they are swayed by celebrity, that they're swayed by being taken on junkets. The LA Times noted that this TV show called Emily in Paris that critics weren't all that hot about and that got a couple of Golden Globe nominations, well, 30 of the members were supposedly taken on this junket to a 5-star hotel in Paris and things like that. So you do wonder what impact junkets like that will have on their votes. The Golden Globes are considered sort of the gateway to the Hollywood Film Awards process. So if you win a Golden Globe, or if you're nominated, there's some momentum to your project, and that the Academy voters for the Oscars might pay attention to it. So if TV shows do well in the Golden Globes now, that's momentum for that contest. So there's a sense that they're kind of gatekeepers in a way. And if they can be swayed by junkets and gifts and all this sort of thing, then it sort of puts the lie to the idea that the best TV show or film is winning these contests.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Eric, really nice to have you on. Thanks for your analysis today.
Thanks for having me.